could shrink the Earth's population to a village of precisely 100 people, keeping the same proportions, then there would be 57 Asians, 21 Europeans, 14 from the Western Hemisphere, North and South, and 8 Africans. 52 would be female, 48 would be male. 70 would be non-white, 30 would be white. 70 would be non-Christian, 30 would be Christian. 6 people would possess 59% or 2/3 of the entire world's wealth, and all 6 of them would be from the United States. 80 would live in substandard housing, 70 out of the 100 would be unable to read, 50 would suffer from malnutrition, 1 would be near death, 1 would be near birth. 1, yes, only 1, would have a college education, and 1 would own a computer. Consider this. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million people who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world. If you can attend a church meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are more blessed than 3,000 million people in the world. If you have food in the fridge, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 3/4 of this world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in a dish somewhere, you're among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If your parents are still alive and still married, you're indeed very rare. Makes you think, doesn't it?